friend.
This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. To improve the state of the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. According to their website, leaders find themselves at historic crossroads, and we're entering a unique window of opportunity to shape the world. What is it all about? What is this Great Reset? We want to talk about that here on Viewpoint today, and I'm so glad that you've joined us. It's conversation, as always, with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms, and today is no exception. There are so many pieces of news that are coming out now reporting on this Great Reset or referring to it. At the same time, we're being overwhelmed by information or the lack thereof, speculation, information concerning our election. And yet, it seems that one of the most nefarious events, one of the most nefarious intentions in the history of mankind is being, shall we say, covered over in many respects by the problems in the election. We want to talk about this Great Reset. What is it? Is the World Economic Forum proposing the United States turn its economy over to them or some other international body to turn it into a green economic overnight? That's exactly what it looks like. And today on Viewpoint, we're going to take a look at the greater purposes and prophetic intentions of, or prophetic implications, I should say, of the Great Reset. We first go to the Epoch Times, October 7th. A special article called "What Does the Great Reset Mean for the Economy?" by James Gorey. Here are some excerpts. A rather small cluster of people in Europe, the global elite, as have decided that the entire world must be reset in 2021. In fact, the Great Reset is the theme of next year's World Economic Forum Summit to be held in February in Davos, Switzerland. But what does the Great Reset mean? Among other things, he says the Great Reset is a commitment to jointly and urgently build the foundations of our economic and social system for a more fair, sustainable, and resilient future. It requires a new social contract centered on human dignity and social justice. And it's all about responding to the crisis that the COVID virus has created, which is not just a health crisis, but now it's deemed a social crisis. There's much more to this reset business coming out of the World Economic Forum than green fuel opportunities and sustainability. In fact, proclamations from Prince Charles there in the UK and other elite world leaders talk about changing the entire world all at once and soon. Here's a comment from His Royal Highness Prince Charles. He said, "We need to evolve our economic model and put planet and people at the heart of global value creation. We need to put nature at the heart of how we operate. We simply can't waste any more time," he said. Now, they intend to move forward with this. In fact, they have their goal, which is Agenda 2030, that's just about 9-10 years from now, and that's where all this is heading. In other words, they're intending to move very, very quickly, very, very rapidly, and to seize this moment. Remember, we have heard it said don't ever let a crisis go without taking advantage of it? Well, that's exactly the point. But why is it that we have to build the foundations of our economic and social systems when we've already done that? The U.S. Constitution is the foundation of our economic and social system, and it's outperformed the rest of the world's other social and economic systems for centuries. Private property, the rule of law, capitalism, individual rights, they're values and rights of a free people. Notice that every single one of those is currently at risk as a result of the current presidential election. But according to Klaus Schwab, founder and chief executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, he says that America shouldn't really have a say in the matter. In fact, Klaus instructs us that we only have one planet, and we know that climate change could be the next global disaster, even more dramatic consequences for humankind. We have to decarbonize the economy and bring our thinking and behavior once more into harmony with nature. In fact, the entire world must do as this Klaus character says, or we're going to be doomed. But isn't that what Vice President Al Gore said 20 years ago and made millions on green tech investments? He used it for his own devices. Could it be that that's what these global elites have in mind for their own benefit? But who is Klaus Schwab? I don't remember Schwab being on the ballot in the United States back in 2016, nor do I see his name on the ballot in 2020, do you? Oh, but his name is there. It's there under an alias, Joe Biden. Why does he think, that is, Klaus Schwab, think that he has the authority to dictate how the U.S. economy is arranged or rearranged? But he does. He thinks he does have that authority. Perhaps what's most disturbing about these very undemocratic dictates coming from the organizers of the World Economic Forum is that they feel eminently qualified and justified in announcing them and expecting the United States to follow their orders. Now, if that doesn't get your attention, I'm not sure what will. But we need to dig deeper into this, because otherwise, again, we can be deceived, we can be led astray, and as a people, we're very easily led astray. Just look at what's happening in our country and what's been happening over the last few months, and you can see how easily the American people are led astray. Not everybody, but many. What we're looking at here is actually the spirit of globalism. I want to share with you these words that came out this weekend. Do you remember John Kerry, former Secretary of State under Biden, also former candidate for President of the United States as a Democrat? Here's what he said. The Biden presidency opens the door to the globalist Great Reset. He said, we're at the dawn of extremely exciting times. Do I have your attention yet? When this article came out, it just about blew me out of my chair. This is exactly what we've been saying now for years on this program, and very few have been listening. And here it is. John Kerry opening the Pandora's box of the Great Reset. Joe Biden is the doorway. We'll be back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
A Again, I welcome you back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. Today we talk about the Great Reset. If you missed the first part of the program, I urge you to go back on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org, where you can listen to the entirety of the program, starting later in the evening and then listening to it any time of the day or night on the archive section of the website. I urge you to tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, about it. Pass the information along to them. This is the best way to get information out. This is the best way to stir in the minds and hearts of people. Do it personally. Send an email to them. Text them. Give them a call. Have a personal conversation with them. We need to get the people understanding what's really taking place. But John Kerry, former Secretary of State and former candidate for the presidency of the United States, made a declaration, a statement, on November 20th. Here's what he said. The Biden presidency opens the door to the globalist reset. I want you to think about that. This is not any usual presidential election. This is about something far bigger than a presidential election. This presidential election is as if it were electing the very future of the world. It's not just about America. Not just about America, friends. As we've been saying for a very long time, the real issue in this election, this presidential election, has not been a battle of tweets. It hasn't been a battle of personalities. That's what a lot of people want to point to. But lurking below the surface is the real issue. The real issue is that Donald Trump declared before he ran, when he was going to run the first time, back there in 2015, he declared his theme, Make America Great. And when he said that, all hell broke loose behind the scenes. Now, you didn't know that. You didn't understand that. We weren't told any of this in the news media. Our pundits didn't understand it. Even to this very day, it seems to me that Rush Limbaugh doesn't even get it, because he doesn't speak about it. He spends all of his time pontificating and speculating about the meaning of this, the meaning of that, in terms of, the elections and politics. But he doesn't get the real significance. The real significance is a prophetic significance. It's about globalism, friends. It's about a new world government. It's about a new world order. It is about the rebuilding of the ancient Tower of Babel in all of its fullness and all of its glory, where mankind will no longer trust God. There will be no fear of the Lord allowed, but indeed you will be forced to trust the new government. It's a global reset, resetting everything. All the underpinning values, all the underpinning purposes. It's a global reset. And that's what they have in mind. A radical, radical change. Not only for America, but the whole world. And to compel America to be part of this new one world agenda. How will they do that? Well, perhaps you would like to know. Perhaps you would like to know that today, Joe Biden announced that John Kerry will be his czar for climate change. Climate change, friends, is the engine of world government. It is the engine that is being used to drive the entire world to embrace a one world order. When Donald Trump pulled us out of the Paris climate accords, he did so understanding, with full understanding of what its implications were. He told us that it would make America virtually bankrupt. And indeed it would. In fact, that's one of the reasons they have it, so that it would take so many resources from America that we would be reduced, in effect, to the same level of all the other nations on the earth, and therefore we would be easily absorbed into a new world global government. So John Kerry, who announced this weekend that the Biden presidency opens the door to the globalist reset, in other words, the one world order, has also been chosen by Joe Biden to be the czar for climate change, to reverse everything that Donald Trump has tried to do to protect us from this new global order, and particularly in the aspect of the so-called climate accords, to reverse it all and launch us knee-deep, neck-deep into an economic commitment through the Paris climate change, climate accords, that would destroy the American economy and wouldn't change the climate one iota. John Kerry said the notion of a reset is more important than ever before. He said, I personally believe we're at the dawn of an extremely exciting time. Do those words ring any bell back from the 60s, a song that echoed back and forth across the country? They should. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius, Aquarius. Very catchy tune. You couldn't miss it. Whether you believed it or not, you couldn't miss the tune. It was talking about this very moment, friends, where all of the so-called social understanding now in love and peace is going to emerge, because we're going to enter into a new social compact. Not the social compact based upon the Bible, but a social compact based upon the best thinking of humankind through psychologists, psychiatrists, politicians, and so on, to create what is believed to be the salvation of the earth through a new global government. So Kerry said that Biden is ready to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, which would help drive the Great Reset. The Great Reset is a plan in which unelected global bureaucrats abolish money, abolish private property, and abolish democracy to create a new world order. In June, Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, presented the plan. He warned that because of COVID-19 and the lockdowns and so on, that a sharp economic downturn has already begun, and we could be facing the worst depression since the 1930s. Well, that's very interesting. Because isn't it Joe Biden who said, we're going to return to the lockdowns, and we're going to return to an order that every human being in America wear a mask? Didn't Joe Biden say that? Of course he did. And why? Because they have to take dominion, friends, over we the people. Now, what does that look like? Well, maybe we get a very sincere understanding of what that looks like. On November 13th, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, addressed a roundtable. Here's what he said. Now is the time to do what you're told. Now is the time to do what you're told. In the meantime, Justice Alito on the Supreme Court warned a week ago of rule by experts who violate liberties. As many Americans brace for further lockdowns in response to the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci has a word for them. Now is the time to do what you're told. You know where he made that address? At the Washington National Cathedral. Now, what business did Dr. Fauci have of making such an address at the Washington National Cathedral, which is supposed to be like the cathedral or church of the presidents? It was about power, my friend, about power, about spiritual power, coupled with economic and government power. Fauci noted that during the pandemic, the public had perceived scientists as authoritarian, lamenting it's unfortunate that science has been lumped into politics. In the meantime, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito warned in a Federal Society speech in Washington that the COVID-19 pandemic has led to unimaginable curbs on individual liberty and rule by experts. He said, "We have never seen before such restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020. Alito said, "The COVID crisis has served as sort of a constitutional stress test." Friends, that's exactly what this is doing. Intended to do. This is not happenstance. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, heading up the so-called pandemic response, COVID-19 in America, are up to their eyeballs with Bill Gates. And what is Bill Gates about? Global government. He is doing everything he can to help finance global government. And one of the ways that he intends to accomplish that is through vaccine. Global vaccine. And as if that were not enough, the global mandated vaccine, you know, do as you're told, don't question, just do as you're told, would then be augmented by another injection, whether you want to call it a vaccine or not. Nanoparticles that are as if it were an under-the-skin, sort of like a tattoo, that would allow and facilitate global management of all economic activities on the planet. And the only way you would be able to buy or sell is to get that nano insertion. So the virus vaccinations are being used to usher in, to compel, in a spirit of panic and fear, to compel every American and every person worldwide to receive both that vaccination and then ultimately this other universally mandated, whether you want to call it a vaccine or not, the insertion of the nanoparticle elimination of currency, elimination of credit cards as you know them, and you would be using and identified only for all economic purposes by the small little nanoparticle dot matrix thing inserted in your skin, under your skin. Now you can say, oh, that's part of conspiracy theory. No. Bill Gates filed his patent for this very thing on March 26th of this year with the U.S. Patent Office, and I have the patent. I have a copy of the patent. So now you can begin to see when they talk about the Great Reset, they're not kidding. This is not just some political thing. This is moral, It's spiritual. It's economic. Governmental, educational, and ultimately prophetic, friends. We're going to talk about that aspect of it in the second half of the program. I hope you stay tuned. The Great Reset. It's well on its way with Joe Biden at the head here in America.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. saveus.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at saveus.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, saveus.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
Dr. Fauci said we can't go wherever we want. In other words, do what we say. Now is the time to do what you're told, said Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is heavily involved with Bill Gates. Dr. Birx is heavily involved with Bill Gates. They are up to their eyeballs in interrelationships with Bill Gates and his foundation and the whole global vaccine enterprise. Dr. Birx's own daughter works for Bill Gates. These things, friends, behind the scenes are not a mystery anymore. This is the reality that we're dealing with, and why this election is so vastly more important than any election that we can ever recall in American history. The next closest would be George Washington, our first president, and Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president. But this is the big kahuna. And it's not about Donald Trump. He just happens to be the representative that God has placed, apparently, in our country and in the world to resist this satanic one world order that has been consumed, dreamed of by these world elites that include Democrats and Republicans here in this country. They're complicit in it. This is why Donald Trump has faced the most unbelievable resistance before he was ever elected from Democrats and Republicans. They hated his guts. Why? Because they had a much bigger agenda that was so big, so great, that they could not possibly countenance the possibility that he would be elected. But he was. They were believing that Hillary Clinton would be the one, the catalyst to catapult the United States into this new global world order, because she's a consummate globalist, as is her husband, Bill Clinton. But it didn't happen. It has thrown their entire world into a tizzy. And that's why they have done everything they can to attack him, to remove him from office, to do whatever was necessary to keep him from making America great again and undoing everything that the previous presidents had been laying out for decades to move our country into a new world order. Yes, including Republican presidents. Yes, including George W. Bush. Yes, including George H.W. Bush. Both globalists. Fauci said the United States needs to increase international engagement. He elaborated on his views in the scientific journal called Cell, calling for, quote, radical changes in the infrastructures of human existence. Listen to that language, friends. Radical changes in the infrastructures of human existence. These are fancy words to say a complete revolution of how life will exist on this planet from this time forward. All of the infrastructures, everything that we have come, for instance, in this country to depend upon, like a constitution that gives us a Bill of Rights, that gives us, all of that has to be done away with, revised, or, to use their terminology, reset. So that idea has been furthered in the Great Reset Plan, presented in June by Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. Klaus said to achieve a better outcome, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies, from education to social contacts and contracts and working conditions. He said every country from the United States to China must participate. In other words, you don't have a choice. You're going to do this whether you like it or not. Well, that's what James Paul Warburg said in 1950 when he addressed the United States Senate. He said, we will have world government whether you like it or not. You will either go along and participate or it's going to happen by force. That was in 1950, friends. Satan's had this agenda for a very long time. So Claus said every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed. In short, he said, we need a great reset of capitalism. Friends, this is not a reset. This is a revolution. Now, I don't know what it's going to take to get the attention of we the people. Certainly, we need to get the attention of we the Christian people. And the reason we need to get our attention is not so that we can be fascinated with this information. That's not why we talk about it here on Viewpoint. We're talking about it because it is foretelling, in very practical terms, it is foretelling the second coming, the very soon second coming of Jesus Christ, and preceded by the Antichrist. Yes, the counterfeit Christ, the imposter. And that's why I wrote the book, Antichrist: How to Identify the Coming Imposter. Because this is the time. The time isn't 20 years from now. The time is right now. Because if indeed, which they are, intent on launching the entire world, including you and me, into this new world order, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when they start making edicts, which they're already making? What are you going to do when the term global reset or great reset begins to take on practical implications like, well, you can't go to church? That's what's happening in China. Why do you think it won't happen here? Do you find that Joe Biden, while he touts his Catholicism, has any kind of fear of the Lord in his loins that would prevent him from carrying on persecution against Christians? No way, no how. That's why the archbishops of the Roman Catholic Church are up to their eyeballs right now with concern about how to even handle Joe Biden with regard to the Roman Catholic Church. But then you've got a Pope Francis who is a globalist. He thinks these things are great. He's been calling for a new world order. He's been calling for a new economic order. In fact, the secular globalists are relying upon him and the papacy to advance their cause. The last three popes have called for a new global world order, a new economic order, and so on. Why? You might want to consider reading, friends, Revelation chapter 17 with new eyes. The woman riding the beast. You might want to consider reading my book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter, a $23 book on our website, saveus.org. And again, you might want to try reading my book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic and End Time Battle. Because those two books lay out what is really happening. They have prepared, have been written for the purpose of preparing professing Christians first and then the world for what is coming. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. And the majority of professing Christians are not ready. They will capitulate. They'll capitulate to the demands of the Antichrist. They will capitulate to the demands of the New World Order. It will come on gradually like the fog coming in on little cat feet until they're completely surrounded, overwhelmed, and then they'll do whatever the likes of Dr. Fauci and all of his henchmen in the New Global Order tell you to do or not to do. And isn't it interesting that Joe Biden got the Henry Kissinger endorsement? Why? Why would Joe Biden get a Henry Kissinger endorsement? Because, friends, Henry Kissinger is the veritable embodiment of global government. That's what he's been preaching his whole life. Even back in the days of Richard Nixon. It was Henry Kissinger that tried to open the way for China. He is fundamentally at fault for how China now is seeking to rule the world and has dedicated itself to rule the world within 30 years. They're serious. They are setting their own world order because they have 1.3 billion people. What we're looking at here is something totally and prophetically profound. I urge you to get those books, King of the Mountain and Antichrist. They will open your eyes. King of the Mountain, it's an $18, $20 book. Yours for $15. Antichrist, $23. Both on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by His Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
When it's talked about building America back, what do you think that means? Or build back better? Build back better. Where did that phrase come from? Build back better. That's Joe Biden's phrase, isn't it? Trump's Make America Great. Biden's is Build Back Better. Where did that slogan come from? It's the slogan of the Great Reset. That's what it is. Build back better. Use the coronavirus as an opportunity to build back better. Those terms are being repeated around the world by globalists. Build back better. The reemergence of a buzzword-laden speech by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has social media users scrambling to look up the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. It previously was dismissed by many as mere conspiracy theory. An excerpt of Trudeau's speech was posted this last Sunday and has forced some to rethink their skepticism over the Great Reset that was long poo-pooed as a conspiracy theory, in spite of the fact that it was the title of an actual manifesto for worldwide social change written by Klaus Schwab, the director of the World Economic Forum. So Trudeau expanded on the enigmatic Build Back Better slogan that has been on the lips of politicians and non-governmental organizations worldwide and promised a reset. Initially, it was broadcast in late September, and the speech saw Trudeau pledge $400 million to global humanitarian aid projects. So apparently thrown off balance by the Great Reset being a real thing, viewers rushed to look it up, and they began to send searches for the term soaring on Google. And then they began to share what they were finding with others. Well, what happened? Trudeau then decided this was too much for him. So now he has just called the Great Reset a conspiracy theory after the video of him at the United Nations promoting the globalist initiative went viral. He now is saying, well, it's just a conspiracy theory. Whoa, I guess he couldn't stand the heat, so he's going to try to get out of the kitchen. The problem is he spoke the truth at the United Nations. That's exactly what this is about. And now he's trying to wiggle out from under because it's caused a whole lot of questions, and now he's opened the door wider than many of the globalists intended for it to be opened at this stage, and he's admitted all and declared it publicly everything that they intend. So what do they intend, among other things? Well, we can get a good idea about that when we consider this headline. Biden poised to overturn religious liberty protections. Massive amounts of litigation to reverse Trump's extraordinary gains. The Washington Examiner reported Trump and his aides often cited religious liberty as one of their top priorities, and the executive branch frequently released guidance and executive orders protecting the freedom of conscience for religious people and creating several departments dedicated specifically to religious freedom regulation. However, if Biden assumes the Oval Office, the opposite results are forecast. Biden, who claims to be a Catholic but who disavows the church's pro-life stance, repeatedly has criticized the Trump administration for supporting religious liberty. He's threatened to remove the exemptions to the contraception mandate won in court by the Catholic charity Little Sisters of the Poor. Under the Barack Obama administration, while Biden was vice president, the federal government required the nuns to violate their Christian faith by funding abortion. But Biden's promise to go much further than anyone has ever before in creating special protections for sexual and gender identity. All of those things conflict with religious groups, said Kelly Shackelford, president and CEO of the First Liberty Institute. It's going to create massive amounts of litigation, and we're going to have to come in and protect religious groups or religious freedoms and individuals and religious conscience. And yet they say all of this in the name of, we're bringing peace. No, they're not bringing peace. They're bringing war. Now, lest you should think that that was just one opinion, how about the Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito last week delivered an unusually blunt warning about the future of religious liberty and free speech in the United States, saying that both of them are in danger if the justices don't step in and protect them. In danger by whom? In danger by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, friends. That's where all the war is coming from. That's where the war against the Bill of Rights, against freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, the Second Amendment, all of those things are coming from the Democratic Party. Alito said, it pains me to say this, but in certain quarters, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right. Now, what quarters is he talking about? He's talking about the Democratic Party and the followers of Joe Biden. The pandemic, he bemoaned, has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. He said, the Constitution's Free Exercise Clause protects religious liberty. Religious liberty, he warned, is in danger of becoming a second-class right. The question we face is whether our society will be inclusive enough to tolerate people with an unpopular religious belief, he said. Well, guess what he's talking about now? It used to be that the Christian faith was the defining faith in our country. Now, with the Democratic Party, in whole or in major part, having rejected the authority of God and His Word publicly, our country is now split at very best in half. And one half is seeking to undermine religious freedom, is seeking to undermine and take away those rights of the Bill of Rights, and the other is seeking to protect them. What does that look like on the ground? Well, this article came out today. Governor urges citizens to call police on neighbors who violate the lockdown order. Now, I don't know about you, friends, but I grew up in a home where my parents tried to teach us not to tattle on one another. Don't be a tattler. This is governmental tattling. This is, shall we say, governmentally mandated tattling. Oregon Governor Kate Brown is urging her state's residents to call the police to report their neighbors for violating her strict coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Brown, a Democrat, ordered a two-week freeze on many activities. In order to close dine-in seating at restaurants, she shut down gyms, museums, and some outdoor facilities, enacted capacity limits at stores. She's ordered to tell Oregonians how many people they can have inside their homes. And on Friday, the governor asked her state's residents to report their neighbors if they violate the mandate. Do you know, friends, that is exactly what happened in Russia And with the Stasi in Germany, the secret police, people tattling on one another at governmental mandate, the next thing you know, they'll be promising some sort of favors if you tattle. Report, that is. We're looking at something very dangerous here. And this is just the beginning. It's happening only in democratic states, democratically run states. If you want to find out what this new global order will look like, just look at what's happening in those democratically run states. Why do you think Governor Whitmer in Michigan is being threatened with impeachment over her horrific lockdown orders? Why do you think the people, not only in this country, but in other countries, there are uprisings now, serious uprisings against the government's effort to compel you to do what you're told, what Dr. Fauci said, do what you're told? Not do what is best, not try to take care of your neighbor, but you do what we tell you to do. Under penalty of what? The next thing will be reporting people who are having church services. Who knows where? Maybe not necessarily in a building, because that will be going against the New World Order. That will be going against the new God that's being erected. You've got to trust the government. No, we're not going to have that. That's exactly what's happening in China, friends. The churches are being bulldozed. Leaders are being arrested. The people are being dispersed. No due process. No due process. And those churches are being taken over for institutions to advance the cause of the one world Chinese rulership of the world under President Xi. This is where things are going. So where is the prophetic implication here? It's not just the formation of a new world order. It's that this is going to usher in the Antichrist and his infamous mark. But not only that, it's going to usher in massive persecution. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. Why do you think the servant should be greater than his Lord? Every one of the apostles suffered the same thing. In fact, the Bible says all who live godly in Christ Jesus are going to end up suffering persecution. Question is, are you going to be ready? Are you strong in the Lord and the power of his might? Are you sure? Don't answer too quickly. Most Christians are not. They live a laissez-faire kind of Christian faith. They are weak, malnourished, and unable to stand in the evil day. God wants you to be able to stand. I want you to be able to stand. And that's why those two books, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter, and King of the Mountain, were written. To help you identify what's coming, and then with specific encouragement as to how to stand in the evil day. Antichrist, $22. King of the Mountain, $15 on our website, saveus.org. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner, friends. Do it today. Help us to get the message out more rapidly until Jesus comes. God bless. Be a blessing.